Three forces are behind our new station design: the planner, the builder, and our rep. I'm news host Paige Browning, and we'll introduce the three of them throughout the day. I put on a hard hat with the planner, Austin Dickey of Copeland Architecture and Construction, for a fire station tour.
We've been working with the radio station for a year and a half now, so the whole design package comes out under our umbrella. So we're trying to maintain the fire station pieces that are still around, like the old firemen's lockers, like the fire poles. So those pieces will still be around if you get a chance to tour the building. But all in all, I think at the end of the day, it'll look like a neat old building. And the carriage doors, we're restoring the carriage doors that were on the ground floor facing Sharp and facing Monroe.
What are some of the more unique parts of the building that we'll see on its completion?
Well, some of the more unique parts you might never see. The acoustical side, I think, is probably, we've never done one this particular. And so when you add the historic side on top of the sustainability side, and then you add the acoustics to it, I'd say it's probably the most complicated project I've ever worked on. So we've had an acoustical engineer from Seattle as a consultant and helped us with fine-tuning all those aspects of it. The three radio stations, KPBX, KSFC, and KPBZ, in this building, they're built as a double, basically a room within a room, which is a double wall construction where there's very little that connects the inner wall, which allows it to be extremely acoustically quiet and isolated. So here's the wall within a wall, the room within a room. So you can see the door is on the inner wall, but there's a whole other wall out here. But if you turn the corner, there's about at least an inch of clear space between this wall. This was a fire station. There was a lot of Spokane residents that served years and bunked here for years and years and years, because it's part of this building is over 102 years old, so, and the other part will be 100 in a few years from now. So there's a lot of history that goes in this building, and I think the station's excited to recognize that better than it has since it was shuttered as a fire station.
That was Austin Dickey of Copeland Architecture and Construction.